pour ce qui est du futur. Next, prochainement. Next week, la semaine prochaine. Next month, le mois prochain. Next year, l'année prochaine. Rapidement, revoyons. Last year. 3 years ago. In the summer. For 2 days. For a few minutes. Next year. Next week. D'entendre la 33e leçon de English USA, première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous allons reprendre la deuxième leçon, toujours avec Martin Lerner, et les questions et les réponses par rapport au temps passé, présent et futur. Restez à l'écoute! English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner au bureau avec ses collègues. La conversation tourne autour de leurs activités différentes, l'endroit et le moment où elles ont lieu. Vous aussi, vous allez pouvoir exprimer la notion du temps. Next month, in a few minutes, in about 3 weeks.
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
We had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago. We visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution in the ocean?
Yes, we did. We saw pollution in some places.
We saw pollution in the river, too.
When?
Last week. Last month. Last year. We want to write about pollution.
Rappelez-vous, il y a un grand nombre d'expressions pour indiquer une période de temps. Ne les oubliez pas. Les expressions suivantes indiquent une période de temps passé.
Many years ago. 20 years ago.
A few weeks ago.
Last week. Last month. Last year.
Et ces expressions indiquent le temps futur.
Next month.
In a few minutes.
In about 3 weeks.
Next week.
Bien sûr, certaines expressions peuvent indiquer le passé ou le futur. Par exemple,
For 3 years.
On Wednesday. In the summer.
Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre à Martin en utilisant une expression de temps? Allez-y.
When are you going to see your family? When are you going to study English? When did you visit your family? When did you eat?
Et voilà, vous venez d'écouter la 33e leçon de English USA, deuxième partie. When will we be together again? Next week. Soon, that is. Until then, practice hard. Practice with your family. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
Musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Yeah, Lou Mambo.
Histoire de souvenirs d'un Lou Mambo.
Yeah, Lou Mambo.
On a fait mal là-bas, hein?
Just a little.